ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 टेक्स्ट 17। चैप्टर्स नेम इज द सेजेस टीचिंग्स एट कुरुक्षेत्र। अनिहैतद् बहुदैकात्मना सृजत्वती अति न बध्यते यता भौमेर्हि भूमिर्बहुनामरूपिणी अहो विभुम्नश्चरितं विडम्बनम्। अनीह एतद् बहुदैकात्मना सृजत्वती अति न बध्यते यथा भौमेर्हि भूमिर्बहुनामरूपिणी अहो विभुम्नश्चरितं विडम्बनम्। अनीह एतद् बहुदैकात्मना सृजत्वती अति न बध्यते यथा भौमेर्हि भूमिर्बहुनामरूपिणी अहो विभुम्नश्चरितं विडम्बनम्। अनीह एतद् बहुदैकात्मना सृजत्यते यथा भूमेर्हि भूमिर्बहुनामरूपिणी अहो विभुम्नाश्चरितं विडम्बनम्। अनीह एतद् बहुदैकात्मना सृज्यत्वती अति न बध्यते यथा भौमेर्हि भूमिर्बहुनामरूपिणी अहो विभुम्नाश्चरितं विडम्बनम्। बध्यते यथा भौमेर्हि भूमिर्बहुनामरूपिणी अहो विभुम्नाश्चरितं विडम्बनम्। माताजी अनीह एतद् बहुदैकात्मना सृजत्वती अति न बध्यते यथा Vaumer hi bhumir bahunam rupini Aho vibhumnas charitam vidambanam Aniha etat bahudaika atmana Srijyatvati attina badyate yata Bhumer hi bhumir bahunam rupini Aho vibhumnascharitam vidambanam Aniha, exerting no endeavor. Etat, this universe. Bahuda, manifold. Ekaha, alone. Atmana, by himself. Srijati, he creates. Avati, maintains. Atti, annihilates. Na badhyate, is not bound up. Yatha, as. Bhaumai, by the transformations of earth. He, indeed, bhumihi, earth. Bahu, many. Nama rupini, having names and forms. Aho, ah, vibhumna, of the Almighty Lord. Charitam, the activities. Vidambanam, a pretense. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Translation. Indeed, the human-like pastimes of the Almighty are simply a pretense. Effortlessly He sends forth from His self this variegated creation, maintains it, and then swallows it up again, all without being entangled. Just as the element earth takes on many names and forms in its various transformations. Purport. The One Supreme expands Himself as many without diminishing His completeness. He does this effortlessly without depending on anyone or anything else. This mystic process of the Lord's self-expansion is incomprehensible to all but Himself. But the example of the substance earth and its manifold products bears enough resemblance to provide some idea. The same example is also presented in an often cited passage of the Chandogya Upanishad 6.1. Vacharam bhanam vikaro namadhyayam mrittiketi eva satyam. Earth's transformations are merely verbal creations of the process of naming. The substance earth itself is alone real. Srila Sridhar Swami suggests that this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam answers a possible objection on the part of Lord Krishna. How can I create, maintain and destroy the universe if I am Vasudev's son? The answer is given by the words, Aho vibhumnas charitam vidambanam. You are the perfectly complete whole and your birth and pastimes are only an imitation of ordinary person's activities in the material world. You simply pretend to be under higher control. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे अनीह एतद् बहुदैक आत्मना सृजत्वति अति नबध्यते यथा भौमेर हि भूमिर बहुनाम रूपिणी अहो विभुम्नश्चरितम् विडंबनम् ट्रांसलेशन इंडीड द ह्यूमन लाइक पास टाइम्स ऑफ द ऑलमाइटी आर सिंपली अ प्रिटेंस एफर्टलेसली ही अलोन सेंड्स फोर्थ फ्रॉम हिज सेल्फ दिस वेरिएगेटेड क्रिएशन मेंटेन्स इट एंड देन स्वॉलोज इट अप अगेन all without becoming entangled. Just as the element earth takes on many names and forms its various transformations. Hare Krishna. So, this is an interesting part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have had the pastimes of the queens of Dwarka explaining how Krishna won their hand, and then after that the sages turn up there and they want to take darshan of Lord Krishna, and when the sages come to Kurukshetra, and immediately Krishna, Balram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of them immediately rise, all the members of the Yadus and everyone else, they all rise when the sadhus come, and immediately Krishna starts speaking, and the idea here is that the sadhus, of course, the sadhus are always worshipable. Krishna speaks that very beautiful words Krishna speaks. He says that, even the deities, even in the deities one may worship, but the sadhus are right in front of us. We can feel them, touch them, and get purified very quickly. And very beautifully he glorifies the sadhus. And it is interesting because they have come to see Krishna. They have come to have the rare darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they all know he is coming to Kurukshetra. So all the sadhus, all the great sadhus of the universe have all, you know, collected there to take his darshan, to hear from him. But Krishna, he acting like an ordinary, you know, king of this world, he starts glorifying these sadhus, which is the correct etiquette. I mean, even ordinarily for any person, if we see a sadhu, it is our duty to glorify them. We must glorify them. We must take their blessings. We must take the dust from their lotus feet. So Krishna, though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead for whom these sadhus have come, still his humility, his love for his devotees is such that he starts glorifying them only. And he glorifies them so wonderfully that for a moment the sadhus are dumbstruck. They also become silent for a moment. They don't know how to react. You know, it happens sometimes, you know, when some senior devotees, they come up to you and they say something, they glorify you, and you don't know where to look, because they are lifetimes ahead of us, miles, mountains and lifetimes ahead of us. But still, to encourage us, to keep us on the path of bhakti, they come and say something nice about us, they glorify us, they say this and that. So in the same way, here the sadhus also are, there for a moment they are taken aback, they don't know what to say. And then they recover and they start, glorifying Krishna. And in these verses actually, if you see, it's very nice, the previous verse also, the great sages said, your power of illusion has totally bewildered us, the most exalted knowers of the truth and leaders amongst the universal creators. Ah, how amazing is the behavior of the Supreme Lord. He covers himself with his human-like activities and pretends to be subject to superior control. Pretends. Over here also, this in the previous verse also the word pretends comes. And in this verse also, vidambanam, pretends. So, what is being said here? That the human-like pastimes of the Supreme Lord are a pretense. So it's a very, it's important for us to understand what is the meaning of this pretense. So if you look at the dictionary meaning of the word pretense, it says trying to act in such a manner, making an attempt to do something, make something that is not actually the case, which is actually not true, to make it appear true. Something which is not true, to make it appear true. This is what is a pretense. So very often we, despite having no quality of humility, still when we see Vaishnavas, very we bend down and we show our humility. Despite having no qualities of purity, still we do so many services to the Lord and to the Vaishnavas, which the Lord and the Vaishnavas, they are so merciful that they accept also. They accept everything, because that is their nature. They are so merciful. But this pretense of the Supreme Lord is very interesting to understand, because it has an effect on people at large. If you see the devotees, how they are affected by the Lord's pretense, if we may call it that, and how the non-devotees are affected, both are important to understand. So the pastimes of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna especially, because he is known as Leela Purushottam. When he comes to this planet and he performs his pastimes are extraordinary. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all powers, as it is explained in this verse, in this translation. He has the power to, create, maintain, unmanifest the world and again do the same thing all over again, very effortlessly, and there's no... And he's not even involved in the whole thing. Doesn't even get entangled. So, whatever Krishna does, it has two effects. First, it gives pleasure and inspiration to the Vaishnavas, to the devotees. and even the non-envious persons. It gives them great pleasure and inspiration. Whatever Krishna does, whether they can understand it or they can't understand it, whether it is an ordinary activity or an extraordinary activity, everything that the Supreme Lord does gives pleasure and inspiration to the devotees. And the same activities, if we see, whatever Krishna does, whether it is ordinary or extraordinary, when Krishna does something like this, the same activity actually bewilders and sustains the doubts of those who are envious. Those who are envious of Krishna, those who do not believe in Krishna, those who do not want to worship Him, those who do not want to worship any God, for them, anything that Krishna does only increases their envy, increase and sustains their lack of conviction. So we'll try to study a few of these things. So we see Krishna's, leelas, He sometimes acts in such a manner that for the uninitiated person, for the person who doesn't know who is Krishna, who just arbitrarily just reads one particular pastime, may think, oh, this is God? How is this possible? You know, how can God be like this? So if you see, after the killing of Aghasur, when Krishna and all the Gopas with the calves were sitting in the forest of Vrindavan, and there they were having nice pastimes, exchanging prasad and talking, laughing in a beautiful environment. And when Lord Brahma, He was just glancing down after the killing of Aghasura, where a powerful demon had been killed, and He was seeing Krishna, eating from the hands of, the other Gopas, eating their Uchishta and very intimately mixing with them. For a moment He got bewildered. He thought, how can this be God? I mean, I understand, but somewhere something is wrong. Let me just check it out. So He steals the calves, and then Krishna goes searching for the cows. When He comes back, all the Gopas also are gone. So for a moment, just for a fraction of a moment, Krishna, it is described, He also gets confused. Are, where are they gone? Where are the Gopas gone? Where are my calves gone? For a moment He gets bewildered. And then immediately He again becomes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-knowing, who knows everything. Just for that fraction of a moment He gets bewildered. And this is also His leela. It is also His pastime that He shows this very vulnerable character, which is endearing to the devotees. When devotees see that, oh, for a moment Krishna also gets slightly bewildered. Why Krishna gets bewildered? When does He get bewildered? He gets bewildered only when He is in Vrajras. In Vrajras, for a moment He gets bewildered, or for a long time also He gets bewildered. Once His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj had mentioned this in a lecture. He had said that, why is it that Krishna, when He is in Vrindavan, He gets defeated by, Sridhama and his friends in wrestling. They are able to cheat Him. When they are playing games, they are able to cheat Krishna. There is this beautiful pastime where they tell Krishna, you close your eyes, we'll give you something nice to eat. And Krishna opens his mouth wide and they put a flower inside. And Krishna eats it, chews it, and after a few seconds He realizes, "Arey, you cheated me, this is not anything to eat, this is a flower." So for a moment, Krishna also gets bewildered. Now how does this happen? How can the all-knowing, He knows everything, past, present and future. So He is just putting on, it's a pretense, right? He's just pretending. So Giriraj Maharaj said that no, it is Yogmaya. This is Yogmaya's contribution. By the whole permission of Krishna, by His direction only, when He is amongst the Brajvasis, she makes Him also forget that He is God. She covers Him. With that curtain of Yogmaya comes over Krishna. And Krishna forgets His Aishwarya Bhav. He forgets that He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore He is able to engage with the Brajvasis in the most sweet loving pastimes. As though He is not God. He is just a very very attractive, very very beautiful person with all auspicious qualities, whom everyone is naturally attracted to, and He is also attracted to His wonderful devotees, and beautiful reciprocation of pastimes takes place. But the moment some, and Krishna just continues like this, and Yogmaya is watching the show from, you know, from the background. And when some demon comes, the moment some demon comes, you know, she comes and just taps Krishna on the shoulder, Krishna, just a moment, you know, demon has come, you know. And then at that moment, Krishna, the Yogmaya curtain goes, and then Krishna becomes like Dwarkadish. He becomes powerful and, you know, he becomes full of Aishwarya. And then he goes and smashes, you know, the demon, whoever has come, defeats the demon, kills the demon. And after that job is done, once more peace is restored, again Yogmaya comes. So you can imagine that Krishna would have killed Agasur. When killing Agasur, he became the powerful Krishna. All the gopas had fallen unconscious inside the belly of Agasur. So Krishna at that moment expanded, killed Agasur, suffocated him, killed him. And then casually walked out, and when he walked out, he's back to Krishna again, loving Krishna, Gopal Krishna. And then again when Brahma comes and steals away the gopas and the calves, at that moment Krishna again for a moment gets bewildered. But then immediately he understands, and he says, okay, so this is Brahma's work. So why Krishna gets bewildered by this for a moment? It's because in one sense we can look at it, Krishna is not expecting such behavior from his devotees. Brahma is a pure devotee. He is one of the Sampradaya Acharyas. And as a pure devotee, Krishna also doesn't expect for a moment that he will come and interfere with my pastimes. He will come and steal away all my associates and my calves, my dear calves. He'll come and steal away just to test me. It's unexpected behavior. But that bewilderment of Krishna is sweet. And at the very next moment again, Krishna shows that he is the Supreme Lord. How? Within the second that they are gone and they are all gone, Krishna manifests himself. He creates, as it is explained in this verse. He creates. What does he create? He creates jitne, how many gopas were there, all gopas get replicated, cloned in one moment. All the calves get cloned in one moment. In today's scientific world, cloning requires something, no? You need some cell, something you need to start. So Krishna doesn't need anything. He just clones all the gopas and all the cows with their costumes, with their characteristics, with their specific idiosyncrasies that they may have, everything perfect. And then they go, he creates, then they go back to, you know, Vrindavan, to Gokul, and over there, for 1 year he maintains, he has created, for 1 year he maintains, and nobody comes to know. Not one person comes to know that this Krishna has done this. Not even Balaram. Balaram is also Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he also is very sweetly covered by, you know, Yogamaya and Krishna's Maya, that even Balaram doesn't come to know till the very last moment. One fine day he sees one pastime and he understands, there's something wrong here. Kuch to gadbad hai. So then he understands that even Balaram, the Supreme Spiritual Master, he also is bewildered by Krishna's beautiful pastimes. So Krishna maintains this for 1 year, and then after that, after the Leela, the Brahma Vimohan Leela is completed, where Brahma comes back and he sees that Krishna is, everything is going on very normally. All the gopas are there, all the calves are there, and he thinks, arre, abhi wahan rakke aaya tha, and he comes back, again he goes and checks, again he comes back, he gets bewildered. And then he surrenders to Krishna. At that time, all the gopas and the calves, they manifest as Vishnu. He sees Narayana forms in all of them. And at that time, you can imagine how embarrassing it must be for Brahma, how bewildered he must have been, and how embarrassing. It is like Jor ka chata, you know, very big slap he gets in that sense, because Krishna has showed him what is his opulence. You can do anything, but for me to replicate what you have created doesn't take even one moment. And nobody will be the wiser. Nobody will even understand that you did this. I can carry on without you. So, Brahma gets a lesson from this, very beautiful lesson. And we also get a lesson, that we see that how how powerful and how wonderful Krishna is, that he is able to do these things. Then we see Lord Ram. When Sita was stolen away, what was his reaction? You know, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could have said, okay, I know, Ravan has done it. I have come here to kill Ravan. Chalo, let's just go. Lakshman, chalo yaar, jate hain. Let's just go and finish off the job. Kill Ravan, bring Sita back and finish it. But no, because he is Lord Ram and he has such love for Mother Sita, his love manifests in torrents of tears. He is unable to control that emotion just flowing out from his heart. That feeling of separation, because there is such great love, therefore that separation even for a moment cannot be tolerated, even by the Lord. Even though he is Atmaram, he is self-satisfied, still when his dear devotee is snatched away like this unceremoniously, he can't bear it. The pain is so much, he has forgotten that he is Lord Ram, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-knowing. He doesn't know who has done it. And he asks everybody, have you seen Mother Sita? He asks the leaves, he asks the trees, he asks the animals, have you seen Sita? Do you know where she is? Where is my Sita? Where is my Sita? And he breaks down, simply unable to know what has happened to Sita. Why has she gone away? Where has she gone? You know, what pain he feels. And in that pain, we can understand what is the nature of the Supreme Lord. That the Supreme Lord, he shows his love for his devotees. Krishna, Sri Ram, they do not hesitate to express their love for the Vaishnavas. They do not hesitate to show their love openly for their pure devotees. And he is willing to go to any extent. You know, he collects this army of monkeys, Hanuman, Sugriv and all of them. And they attack Lanka. How they attack Lanka? Again, by creating a bridge. You can imagine what an effort it is to create a bridge across the sea. You know, here in Mumbai we have this sea link bridge. You know, it took something like 12 years to make the sea link bridge. And it is hardly maybe 4 or 5 kilometers. I don't know what is the distance of Ram Setu. It must be probably several 700-800 kilometers. So to create such a bridge, how much effort, how much enthusiasm is needed, you know. So seeing the Lord's desire, seeing Lord Ram's desire to, you know, bring back Mother Sita, even the monkeys and everyone was very enthused and everyone got the same desire. Like Ram was feeling separation from Mother Sita, all the monkeys were feeling like that. All the monkeys were feeling the pain that Ram was feeling and they were equally enthusiastic. No, to please Lord Ram, we must all contribute to bring Mother Sita back. And that's how such a big bridge was built. So the Lord is willing to go to any extent to bring back his devotee. You know, even if the devotee has gone wrong, we see in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Kala Krishna Das, when he gets bewildered, he's directly in the association of the Supreme Lord. Directly, you know, and observing all the beautiful pastimes as Lord Chaitanya passes through South India. He's observing how Lord Chaitanya goes into some village, starts chanting, and everyone in the village becomes devotees. He embraces them, they start dancing in ecstasy. Then he moves to the next village. He's seeing all this. He's seeing the prabhav, he's seeing the effect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sakshat, directly in front of his eyes. We are not so fortunate, you know. We see sometimes transformation of devotees, but it's a very slow process. It takes time. It's rarely that we get to see someone just overnight becoming a pure devotee. What to speak of in a moment? Just by the touch of the Lord, someone starts dancing, you know, in ecstasy, becomes a pure devotee. So he has seen, observed all this, and very intimate association, directly serving the Lord. You know, the Lord's form he is serving directly. But still, he gets bewildered and he gets, you know, distracted and goes to the Bhattaharis. But when this happens, Lord Chaitanya doesn't say, "Acha, useless fellow, I didn't want to come with anybody. I didn't want anybody. But then Nityanand Prabhu and all my associates insisted, therefore I took this Brahmana. Because supposed to be an innocent Brahmana boy, that's why I took him. And now you are just leaving me and going away. Okay, I'll also leave you and go away." No, the Lord doesn't think like that. When someone has served Him sincerely, even if without a feeling of, you know, genuine pure devotion, if we have served the Lord in some capacity sincerely, to the best of our ability, the Lord never forgets that service. The Lord never forgets the service of His pure devotee. So, Lord Chaitanya goes, you know, destroys all the Bhattaharis, and then He brings back Kala Krishna Das. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, I believe this is the only instance where some violence is there, right? I can't remember any other instance. Is there anything else? This is the only instance, right? Where there is some violence, Lord Chaitanya is also shown anger to Jaga and Madai, but there Nityanand Prabhu is there, so He intervenes. But here there is nothing, so they are all, in one moment they are all gone, all the Bhattaris are gone. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu catches Kala Krishna Das by Shikha and takes him out. Takes him back into His association and then keeps him with him. Not that He brings him and says, chal abhi tu ja. You know, but He keeps him and He all the way back till Jagannath Puri, Kala Krishna Das is there with him. And then Kala Krishna Das plays such an important role actually. It's not that he completely leaves the association of devotees. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally rejects him. But still, Kala Krishna Das, because he has been with the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees don't leave him. The devotees tell him, you know, he explains whatever has happened in the entire South India Yatra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Kala Krishna Das who explains what has happened. You can imagine the beautiful samvad of Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is another instance where the Lord shows His helplessness. Oh, I don't know. You explain to me, you know, what is the true purpose of life? What is the true purpose of religion? You please explain to me. And Ramananda Rai, then, you know, with a smile on his face, he starts explaining. And every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is nice, but tell me more, tell me more. Aar kaho, tell me more. So, at one point he says, he comes practically to the limit of what he believes should be spoken. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is wonderful, tell me more. And then Ramananda Rai smiles and says, my Lord, you are like the player of the instrument and I am the instrument. So, whatever sound comes from the instrument is, you know, because of you. It's your mercy that I am speaking, so I will speak. So, we see, this is the Lord's glory. This is His mercy. This pastime, these wonderful pastimes, we would never know if not for Kala Krishna Das. Because He goes and repeats it, so that's how everyone knows. So, the Lord is so merciful that He doesn't leave His devotees. Even if they have committed mistakes, if they have sincerely served, the Lord is so merciful. So, all of these pastimes, you know, show us the beautiful nature of the Supreme Lord. It shows us how Krishna, even though sometimes for a moment when He's in the association of pure devotees, He may pretend to be bewildered. He's actually bewildered for a moment. Out of His, His daya, His compassion, sometimes He gets bewildered. When He is with Haridas Thakur, He asks, what about the plants and trees? What about the lower living entities? Those who are lower than humans. What about them? How will they be delivered? So He is asking this to Haridas Thakur as if He doesn't know. He knows. But just in that moment of compassion, He is so enamored by the association of Haridas Thakur. He asks Haridas Thakur, you tell me what should be done. And then Haridas Thakur says, no my Lord, through the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even the plants and trees and insects, everyone will be delivered. And then the Lord is then satisfied by that answer. So He has doubts. The Supreme Lord also gets doubts like this sometimes. You know, and this shows the sweetness of the Lord. He's not like that rigid God, you know. Someone comes and asks, you know, my Lord, I just wanted to tell you something. I know. I am the super soul in your heart. I already know. You were going to say this, right? I already know this. No, the Lord is so sweet that He wants to hear from His Vaishnava. Tell me what is your problem. When we go and stand before the Lord with some, you know, araj, my Lord, meri araj suno, listen to something, I have a problem, listen to me. You know, the Lord already knows because He's super soul in our heart, He already knows. But He appreciates the fact that we have come all the way to the temple, we're standing with our hands folded in front of Him, And with love, whatever little, you know, grains we have in our heart, we are trying to offer Him, "My Lord, please, you know, I want to offer my life, do something for me also." It's just genuinely requesting the Lord. Lord is very pleased, He reciprocates. He is not that He already knows and He says, "Chal tu ghar ja, aane ki bhi zarurat nahi hai." He is appreciating that we came and we took His darshan and we, you know, paid obeisances here. We took blessings of all the Vaishnavas. We heard Hari Katha. We had prasad. He appreciates this and He reciprocates with our desires. In the same way, if you see the pastimes of the Lord bewilder the envious and the non-envious, the envious people. Those who are envious of Krishna, sometimes when they see His pastimes, they can find fault. Like we see, Krishna goes as Shanti Dut. He goes as Shanti Dut to Kurukshetra. Sorry, not Kurukshetra, Hastinapur. When He goes as Shanti Dut to Hastinapur, in one sense, He does His best. You know, though He advises the Pandavas before going, ki, "See, I'll go, but I don't think it's going to work out." Because He knows the nature of Duryodhana. Not that He knows the future. More than knowing the future, He knows the nature of Duryodhana. He knows that this person is not going to listen. No matter what, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. He's not going to change his opinion. He's not going to change what he thinks about y'all. His envy for y'all is too much. He's not going to do anything. But still, because the Pandavas tell him, very humbly, Krishna accepts the role of Shanti Dut and goes there. And he tries very hard, but he doesn't succeed. Now, for a person who is envious of the Lord, may say, "What kind of God he is? He can't even convince one person. You know, look at me, I am such a great debater. I can convince hundreds of people. Samne karo, khada karo kisi ko. I can debate and defeat them. I can defeat you also. I can prove to you God doesn't exist." So there are some people who have that pride in our heart, who are so brilliant in, they are brilliant, they are blessed by Mother Saraswati. So they are able to speak with that kind of brilliance. So such a person may say, what God, he's not even able to convince. You know. So Krishna sometimes shows His helplessness like that. Why? To encourage the demons. Even the demons need some encouragement. You know, if they just see the all-powerful form of Krishna every time, then they will also get discouraged. No, they will not be able to do their, they will not be able to fulfill their desire. What is the desire of the demon? Desire of the demon is to independently enjoy, and not just independently enjoy, be the controller of everything. But if you see someone who is all powerful, mera iske samne koi chance hi nahi hai. If he keeps seeing that keeps getting reinforced, then his ability to enjoy goes away. It is like a forced surrender, which Krishna doesn't want. So therefore Krishna, he just, you know, sometimes he tosses the ball in that direction, le beta maar isko. You know, and the demons feel very encouraged. And Krishna shows his helplessness. Like when Draupadi was being disrobed, Krishna appeared, he didn't come himself, but he appeared as an unlimited sari, and he saved the honor of Draupadi. And then, as Govind Prabhu has explained once, that when Draupadi comes before Krishna, she kind of chastises Krishna, that, "What is this, you know, you didn't come, you came so late, I mean, I was almost dying of shame, and then you come." And Krishna, as a supreme personality of Godhead, what he could have said? I mean, imagine if we had been told this. "Ek to aake bachaya, I'm not there, I am some, you know, 1,000 miles away in Dwarka, and I have come as an unlimited sari and I have saved you. Still you're talking like this." You know, if we had been, maybe we would have, because of our nature, our conditioned nature, immediately our ego comes out. You know, immediately our pride comes out. How dare you say this to me? I did this for you, still you're talking. Ehsan faramosh. You know, we will talk like that. But the Supreme Lord is so sensitive, He is so wonderful, that instead of defending, He actually acknowledges. He says, "Yes, I'm sorry, you know, I should have come earlier. I'm sorry, I was engaged in some things, so it took me some time to come and protect you. So please forgive me." So this is the Supreme Lord. He shows His vulnerability. He shows how sensitive He is. So that is this quality that these Brahmanas are, you know, extolling, that how wonderful the Lord is, right? Oops. Yeah, so the human-like pastimes of the Almighty. So these are human-like. Actually, today humans don't have some of these qualities. This sensitivity, this vulnerability. The moment someone becomes powerful, people forget their good qualities. They become very, you know, proud and they become hard-hearted. But these wonderful human-like qualities, the Supreme Lord shows. And when the devotees see these things, even when the devotees see this vulnerability, they see these small so-called failures of the Lord, you know, their heart becomes even more, they become even more impressed, they become even more inspired by seeing this beautiful pastime of the Lord. As an envious person, when they see Krishna performing Ras Leela, they become envious. Are, how he can do this? How can he, you know, dance with the wives of other men? How can he marry 16,108 wives? How dare he? You know, they are not able to tolerate this. But when the devotees see the same pastime, what do they see? They see something completely different. They see that the Supreme Lord's ultimate mercy, this is the highest reciprocation of love, of Atma Nivedan between the gopis and Krishna. Between the 16,108 wives of Krishna, they see the acharyas, when you read the purports, the acharyas, they are able to see the mercy of Krishna, not the lust of Krishna. They are able to see the merciful nature of Krishna in these pastimes. The whole viewpoint is different. How the acharyas see and how the envious people see. Same pastime bewilders the envious people, but it fills the hearts of devotees with hope and with love. So like this, you know, another point that is mentioned in the verse and the purport. Because we see these human-like pastimes of the Lord, we should not be bewildered like common people. As devotees or as aspiring devotees, as sadhakas, we should not be bewildered by seeing these pastimes of the Lord. You know, because this same person who, you know, while carrying fruits, you know, while carrying grains to that fruit vendor, and he's not even able to hold the grains in his hand, everything is falling out. Half the grains are falling out of his hand. But still, you know, and when he gives her, hardly any grains are remaining. But still, we understand that this same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can't even hold a few grains, who gets afraid when Mother Yashoda lifts a stick to discipline him. He's trembling with fear. It's not false fear, it is real fear. He's really afraid. He's really afraid that what will happen now, she'll beat me. You know, so that Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should not get bewildered, because he is the same person from whom this creation comes forth, from whom, who maintains the entire creation, and from whom and into whom the whole creation folds up after some point of time. What a wonderful person. While we, when we chant, you know, Jai Radha Madhav Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhari. There is Gopijana Valla, but there is also Girivaradhari. He is giver of pleasure to the gopis, but same time he is also holder of Girigordhan. So we have to be able to balance the fact that Krishna is source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabho, matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everything. Everything in this material world is coming ultimately from Krishna, directly or indirectly. We should always remember this. The Lord is like, you know, in once, and another point that is being mentioned here is that while he may be creating, maintaining and destroying, still he is not entangled. Means he is not responsible for the karma that is being incurred by all the people in this world. You know, he is like, in, to give you an analogy, he is like money, like currency. The currency notes, the wealth of this world. The Supreme Lord is like that wealth, which is utilized by people for doing sinful activity, which is utilized by the people for doing pious activity. But in both cases, while the energy of the Lord is being utilized for various means, the Lord himself is not implicated by any of these activities. So the money cannot be held in a court of law that you did this, you know, sinful activity. It is the person who used the money to do the sinful activity, that person will be implicated. So it's a very nice point that's being made here, that while he is responsible for this creation, You know, and the analogy that is given in the verse itself is like the earth planet. How the earth planet also creates many forms of stones, trees and other varieties. And only different names may be given. But ultimately it is all earth only. Very nice, a different kind of analogy is given in this verse. You look at the earth, how this earth is. The earth planet as we see it, as we know it. It's wonderful. There are so many different kinds of landscapes. There are so many different, over the years, over billions of years, the earth planet, at least the geologists say like this. Of course, in the Vedic scriptures, we always say that it is Saptadvipa. There were always seven continents. Right? But from the geologist's point of view, they say that first there was one landmass, which then split up into, you know, three, then the three became seven, and over billions of years, these continents kind of evolved and emerged. Which is alright. But look at the variety that is there on this earth. Just on this earth, it's not like everything is one plain land. Bas. Ek plain land hai. Wahan pe kheti karo, apna kaam karo, jao. So much variety. There's so many different, you know, in geography, I remember we used to learn all these different kinds of landscapes, you know. There is something called tundra. There is the savannas, there's a Mediterranean region, there are the glaciers, there are the rainforests, there are the deserts, there is the polar region. So many different types of regions are there, and each one has its own characteristics. Each one has its own flora and fauna. Different kinds of animals live there, different kinds of plants and vegetation is there. In the tundra region, which is the, you know, the very cold countries, it's so cold that there's no scope for, you know, certain types of trees. So only the pine trees come there. And shrubs, you know, shrubs are there, very small shrubs, which cannot survive. Only these shrubs can survive in the cold. So everywhere the earth is manifesting in so many different ways. But overall, though the earth is manifesting somewhere as mountains, somewhere as, you know, as plain land, somewhere as plateaus, somewhere as grasslands, somewhere as deserts, somewhere as poles, which is full of ice. Even though she manifests so many different forms, still she is the same. She is the same Mother Nature, same Mother Earth, who is providing nourishment, who is involved in the creation of all living entities, in the sustenance of all living entities, and ultimately the destruction of all living entities. She is involved in all, but still she is not involved. She is providing all the raw material for creation of all the living entities on this earth. That raw material is coming from the earth. She is maintaining, because without food, no one can survive. She is maintaining. And at one point, she only destroys. If she doesn't destroy, material nature doesn't destroy you, then your own karmas destroy you, die. After you die, again, earth to earth, as the Christians say. Earth to earth. The earth comes back to the earth. Your body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. This earth comes back into the earth again. In different forms. Sometimes it is buried and it decomposes. Sometimes it is burnt into ashes. And in different ways. But back to the earth. So, creation, maintenance and destruction, Mother Earth is involved. But at the same time, she is not entangled. Because it is not her karma. She is just providing the kshetra for the humans to do their karma. But she is not involved in that. In the same way, we understand over here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, it is mentioned that He expands Himself as many without diminishing His completeness. Om Purnamidam. No one can understand the mystic process of the Lord's expansion. So, it's said in the purport, it's incomprehensible. So, we cannot understand how the Lord expands into so many trillions and quadrillions of living entities and how He has a loving relationship with every one of them. It's impossible for us to even comprehend. We can't. But we have to understand that though Krishna is the source of everything in creation, He still acts like an ordinary person. When He comes here, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam, His pastimes are transcendental. He acts like an ordinary person from time to time to increase the sweetness of love in the hearts of His devotees and to set an example for all humanity. Yad yad acharati shreshtas. So He comes and sets an example of what is it that we must do. But if we, we should not, because of the sweetness of the Lord, because He is so easily accessible, by the mercy of Shishi Gaur Nithai, because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is somehow very accessible to us. For ISKCON, people in ISKCON, Krishna is very accessible. We may take it cheaply. Oh, He is available to us. You know, after a few years, we can go and worship His form directly. Very accessible. It's not so easily accessible to other people. For us, Krishna is available in so many forms so easily. So we must not misunderstand, we must not take lightly the supreme benediction, supreme blessing that we have of Krishna's association, of Krishna's pastimes in the form of books, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's prasad, and Krishna's wonderful devotees. We should not take for granted. We should understand this is the greatest fortune of our lives and dedicate our lives towards serving the Vaishnavas and serving the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.